Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. Wait a second. Wrong show. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
How are you?
I'm good. You do love movies, though.
I do. And our guest today appears regularly on Doug Loves Movies. He's a very funny comic out of the Bay Area named Chad Opitz.
Get out of town.
I mean, yeah, he's living in another town. but that leads me to this question, Doug. Are there other areas in the U.S. that people call the Bay Area?
Is Tampa Bay? I mean,
when you're there, they just call it Tampa, I think.
Yeah, I guess. But wouldn't you, if you live there, wouldn't you say it's the Bay Area? Because it is the Bay Area.
Yeah, I guess so. And then there's a couple other situations that are sort of like that. But it's a little interesting to me that people who are from or are talking about the Bay Area of California, you know, San Francisco and Oakland and all around there, really say it like that's like it's the only Bay Area.
Right. Very vague.
Right.
And yet so specific.
I like to, and whenever I see an area where Beyonce might be, I like to call that a Bay Area.
I tell people, because I'm from Texas, I'm from the hot area. I'm trying to make that catch on.
That really has what a ring that has to it.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to work. Hello, Chad Opitz.
Hello, Doug.
Zuh. Plural. Hey. Doug, zuh.
Yeah.
Hey, dude.
What's up, man?
Good. Oh, not much. Just got off work a little early, and I'm zooming it up with you lads.
Oh, that's perfect.
Well, that's just for the podcast.
Okay. Wait, what?
That was a
quick
one.
What's happening? Oh, that was a short episode, but, you know, one of our most fun ones. So things are good, Chad?
Things are solid over here. Yes, sir.
That's nice. Our producer, Ryan, is kind of a somersault enthusiast.
Oh,
and,
Lord.
He was asking if you're still doing the old talk and roll.
I'm doing the somersaults. I'm doing a cart. I've added cartwheels to the mix.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Has it ever gone wrong at a show?
There was one time. Yeah. Actually, twice, I'd say. One of them, I landed on like a, God, what, power strip? Woo! With like a bunch of cords on it. I misjudged where I was going to land, and I went back first onto a power strip, and that hurt like hell.
Yeah, I bet.
That was not fun.
No video of that, though.
No damn video. It's a
It'd
damn
so,
shame.
So viral.
I know. There's not a lot of video footage of it. It's a shame, man.
Well, that's the thing is when you do the somersaults, when I've been there and I've videotaped them, it's just so smooth and graceful that there's really, you know, that doesn't go viral. You need to wipe out into something.
Exactly. They want to see the goof up, you know?
Yeah.
They want that power strip landing.
But so this is, so these are things you do at just any venue, because the couple times that I've seen you do it is at the Punchline.
Yeah.
In San Francisco and Sacramento, both of them have a stage that is already at, like, what would you say, like thigh height?
Yeah, so it's perfect in a way to, like, kind of make it smoother. I can't do it everywhere. There's, you know, certain shows where the stage is too small, or I'm going to just not. One time I knocked over, like, not a billboard, but like a poster thing, and I knocked that over like an asshole. And there was this other comic named Ryan Goodcase, and the first time he ever saw me do it was one of the only times I've really messed up, where my foot hit someone's table and knocked over all their drinks. And I was just like, I finished my bit, and then I went over to them and I was like, hey, I'm really sorry, I'll pay for the drinks, whatever. They were like, no, that was hilarious, don't worry about it. And this other comic, Ryan, just thought that's what I did every time. He just thought I created pandemonium and, like, knocked shit over. And so the next time I did it, he was like, why didn't you knock anything over, man? I was like, no, that wasn't what I meant to do the first time.
I hope that's an accurate impression of that guy.
Yeah, no, hey, it's me, Ryan. Hey, everyone. Knocking anything over.
Usually you knock shit over. That's what you pay for.
He works as Goofy at Disneyland.
Don Knotts.
Yeah, he's a Don Knotts impersonator.
Not enough of those in the world.
There aren't. Sure. They really need to step it up.
Yeah, we need a lot of shaky guns.
Another thing I've enjoyed on your Instagram is the whole Rick Moranis bodyguard thing.
Oh, yeah.
But what's crazy, I don't know where that started, so it's almost funnier for me to just be like, what's happening? how did it start?
Oh, no, it's all good. When he got, like, sucker punched in, like, New York City, this was, like, God, probably October 2020 or something. This is coming up on 2 or 3 years now. And I made, like, a fake, like, audition video to be his bodyguard. I just sent a pic, you know, a video of, like, interspersed with clips of him, like, looking amazed, and then me throwing kicks and punches. And the soundtrack for it, the thing that I was most happy about is the backing music was his cover of Kraftwerk's Autobahn, which is from, like, an 80s album that Rick Moranis did.
Whoa.
And so I used that as the backing music, and it went mildly viral, not, like, huge, but it got a decent following. So I made a few of those videos, and I've just kept up the, like, every now and then I'll just drop a Moranis thing, like, he's doing okay, he's safe and sound, you know.
Have you ever saved him from being eaten by a talking plant?
Oh man, I don't know if my kicks would be enough to stop Audrey too.
Right, that'd
be a real battle right there.
Yeah, that's a big bad bastard from outer space or whatever they say.
Big bad mother. Have you seen the original ending of the original ending of Little Shop?
There's, like, it's not fully realized, right? It's like the special effects aren't finished, but you could see that they intended it for it to end with, like, a full-on plant invasion.
Yes, where, whoa, like, Audrey 2, like, wins and, like, destroys the planet, basically.
Whoa.
I mean, that'd be an especially great ending now to, like, just Audrey just turns the entire planet into lovely green foliage and for all the animals to live in without any people. That'd be a good ending to that movie.
Oh yeah, with the Captain Planet ending.
Fucking Captain Planet. Was it Tom Cruise Captain Planet?
Was he
the voice of it?
No,
I think so.
I feel like he was, but, you know, it's probably high when I had that feeling. I feel like he had something to do with Captain Planet. Like, maybe he did a promotion for it or something, or was a producer on it or some shit. I don't know. People are probably looking it up as we speak, but I don't look things up during my podcast because I'm busy trying to entertain people and not do research. But this show is not about somersaults. It's not about Rick Moranis. But those are both great topics for podcasts if anybody wants to steal those ideas. This show is about names and how they affect us. But before we dig into your name, chat opens. Here's a couple of warm-up questions that we ask every guest, starting with, what's your tattoo status?
My tattoo status?
Yes.
I have zero tattoos. I'm tattoo-less.
Why is that?
I don't really know. I think a big part of it is mainly just a fear of needles, things like that. I don't know how it'll hurt. I've had a few ideas for tattoos that I would get, but I've never followed through. And also, they're so damn expensive. I have buddies who have really cool tattoos, and then I ask them how much they are. I'm like, what? They're very, very pricey. So also the cheap, my cheapness. Like I'll spend thousands of dollars on a tattoo.
What?
Yeah.
Like a really 2000? Good
one. Yeah, like multiple thousands of dollars for like a big good tattoo.
Because it's like multiple sessions. You gotta sit there forever, right? And it's art.
And it's like all kinds of different layers to it. You gotta keep going back like four or five times to get it done, you know?
Right.
That's
God. I don't think Doug Mellard gets $1,000 tattoos.
No. I just get drunk and find a guy in an alley. And I'm like,
hell yeah.
That's go for it, brother.
It's also how you find the best tamales.
If you keep it small and simple, Chad, you know, you could probably not only get through the physical pain, but also, you know, it's not as big.
Pain.
Give me an example of something you've thought about that you would want as a tattoo. Because I've always had one thing that I'm like, if I got a tattoo, this is what I would get. But I've never, I probably won't ever do it. But what's yours?
Man, the one that I'm a huge Devo fan. So I could get an energy dome somewhere, like on my shoulder or something like that. That's a classic. And
people would be like, that's a nice dog dish on you.
Exactly. Nice flower pot, dude. this is way too complex though, but I saw this piece of art that was like a pug wearing like chainmail and like had like a sword. And I was like, God, if I was going to get a tattoo and like I had money to spend, that would probably be it. Cause it looks so fucking funny and cool.
I could see that on you.
Oh, with the Devo ad. Yeah. throw that on top for a little pizzazz.
Yeah. Well, I don't tell people one way or the other, you know, whether they should have tattoos, but Doug has many and I have zero. So, you know, it's always interesting to see where our guests land on that spectrum and why. It's the permanence for me, Chad.
That makes a lot of sense.
Nothing is that important to me. And I think that's why you haven't gotten one, because a dog holding Excalibur is not really that important to you.
Yeah. I love the sadness of that statement though. Like, nothing is really that important to me. Sounds so like, oh, Doug.
Right. But you know, so many tattoos are mom, dad, girlfriend, you know, husband, whatever.
But so, there's also a lot of people have tattoos that are just goofy though. Like I've got a buddies who have stupid ass tattoos that are just like, woohoo.
It's a commitment to goofiness that, you know, they need in their lives for some reason, you know, like maybe they don't have that great a sense of humor, but you show that to a stranger and they probably smile or laugh.
Yeah. Dude.
You know,
I need to get a new tattoo. This is actually motivating me for some reason.
See, but Doug, you've got the goofiness in your heart.
I'll get a pug wielding a tamale as a sword.
Oh, man, that'd be sick as hell. That sounds so good.
That sounds like thousands of dollars.
It does. It really does.
That sounds like a very
expensive. This is not a cheap. This is not a drunk guy in an alley tattoo.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to go in for a tattoo, I might, just to avoid a lot of pain, I might just get a stick figure.
Hell yeah.
You know?
Doug, what's Doug Mellard, which one is the most, like, elaborate that you've got?
Most elaborate? Oh, boy. Maybe the last one I got, it says Mom Spaghetti on a ribbon, and the coloring is great, but it's like a banner, like those old school. They made it really old school. I just let the guy have creative freedom. I was like, I have this concept, but you go nuts.
Yeah.
And he had a good time. But it's like a a fork with a meatball on the end with some spaghetti nice. Wrapped around the fork. Ooh. And then the banner hanging down, it says Mom's Spaghetti. The guy did a great job. Jason,
and he goes, that'll be $20.
It was $60,000.
Holy Lord. Just enough to give me a plastic jug of vodka.
I'd say a more complicated one that you have, Doug, is your Mekhi Phifer tattoo.
What?
Okay. It's just opposite the Mom's Spaghetti one.
I did not know where that was going.
Those are my 2 8 Mile references. Okay, so that's the thing about tattoos is the permanence and but the getting to choose yourself. So let me ask you this. Have you ever been in a position? I haven't. Have you ever been in a position to name a pet?
Oh, man. I have not, but that sounds... I would love to have that job, actually.
Right.
And I would definitely lean towards something more goofy.
Yeah,
yes. Because I've had ideas for that, but I've never had that honor bestowed upon me.
Well, some of the goofiest names for dogs are ones where you go the other way and pick a name that's not goofy. You know, like a dog named say a pit bull named Bernice.
True. Yeah. In fact, I worked at a pet grooming salon for a couple of years. And the funniest name to me, there was a Shih Tzu that would come in named Trevor. Trevor? My God, that's the dumbest fucking name.
I'm going to laugh about that off and on for a week.
Definitely the goofiest dog name was Trevor.
Yeah, I mean, I could see a couple dog breeds where like Trevor would, you know, it kind of makes sense, you know, like maybe like a bloodhound or something. But a fucking Shih Tzu named Trevor?
Yeah, it did not work at all, and I thought that was kind of beautiful, actually.
Yeah, that is.
There was another dog named this goofy, like a stumpy lab. It had like corgi legs named Lousy. That was a pretty good one.
Wow, Lousy.
Lousy.
That's just such a funny, like, you know, just give your dog low self-esteem by name. You know, it's like the classic Steve Martin's dog and the jerk was Shithead.
Yeah.
That's gotta eat away at an animal to have a name that's so negative like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tend to go with, especially dog names, I like a food-based name. I always enjoy that. Like I got a buddy who's got a dog named Pancakes, which I enjoy.
Right.
I would love to see like a little stubby pug or French bulldog named like Chorizo. That'd be a great name.
That's a really good one.
Mm-hmm. Probably what I would go with if I had a dog.
Yeah, just someday, right?
Yeah. I hope the honor gets bestowed upon me.
Cause you're just waiting for someone to ask you to name their dog.
I've been waiting all my life for this.
Because you know, you bestow the honor upon yourself if you just purchase a dog. You know, if you get your own dog, then you get to name it. That's sort of what I was driving at, is if you've ever, even like, well, there was never any family pets that your brilliant idea was the one that stuck?
No. I mean, well, wait a minute. No, that's not true. I did. When I was a child, How did I forget this? I had a Chihuahua named Peanut. And I stole, but I just stole the name though from, what was it? That movie Jury Duty, the Pauly Shore movie Jury Duty. Cause he had a Chihuahua named Peanut. Yeah. And I thought that was a good name for a Chihuahua named Peanut. So I just stole it from that movie.
And the rest of the family was cool with it?
They were. They thought that was a great name for that little dog, and it worked very well.
Well, there you go. So you have named a pet.
I have now. How the hell did I not remember that? What an idiot!
I'm glad I dragged that out of you.
Yeah,
it's this incisive, hard hitting reporting that we do at Wide World of Doug's.
You're a real Barbara Walters, Doug.
Oh wow, she died. Okay, so
it's true.
How long has it been now? Must have been a while, right?
It's been, it's got to be at least a year, I would imagine.
Since Barbara Walters died?
Yeah, right?
I thought she died a long time ago.
Oh, I thought it was very recent.
Oh. I thought it was recent.
It yesterday?
No. Now maybe.
Is she alive?
Is she alive? I don't think so. I think she is dead. I'm pretty sure she's dead.
For sure. Okay. Probably. She's definitely dead, but I've lost all track of time. I don't know when she died. Again, I'm never going to look it up. So we dig into your name now, one part at a time. Let's not get ahead of ourselves is what I'm trying to say. And let's start with growing up Chad.
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
It was fine initially, and it's gotten weirder as time has gone on, because I think the name has become something that it didn't used to be. Like, I literally think my parents, this is a joke my dad said that when I was a kid, he was like, well, to find your name, we just spun a globe and put my finger down and landed on a country. And that's clearly not what they did. I think they probably just read some like book that's like popular boy names of the 80s or something like that. And because me and my brother's name is Jason, and that was like a big name in the early 80s as well. And so I think that they probably just named me, like, I don't know, what are people naming people now? And named me Chad. And
they were so close with Jason, though, too. If they wanted to really keep the country thing going, they could have named him Jordan.
True. Yeah. But they didn't like, see, that's where it all falls, the joke falls apart. Cause I'm like, well, did you not do that with my brother? You know, why would you just do that with me? Why would you just spin a globe for my ass? You know, all falls apart, Dad.
There was an episode of Doug Loves Movies we taped in San Diego, and sometimes I pull audience members out up on stage to be like participate in the games, and sometimes even be like a guest through the entire episode. And so in San Diego, I pulled up on stage this guy named David Sanborn, turned out to be his name. And David Sanborn, you know, it's not like he's a huge name now, but, you know, it used to be big to me just because David Letterman would say it all the time, because he'd sit in with the band a lot. He's like a famous saxophone player who would sit in with the band on Letterman's show. And so he'd say, David Sanborn this, David Sanborn that. So that's how I got that name in my head. And then when I said, you know, when he said his name's David Sanborn, I was like, you know, are you named after the David Sanborn? And he's just like, no, it's just, you know, I'm just named David. And then cut to years later, a couple of years later, I'm doing Douglas Movies in Washington, D.C. And that dude tells me, David Sanborn reaches out to me. He goes, hey, my dad lives in D.C. and he's going to come to see your show. I'm like, oh, this is great. I'll, you know, see if I can, you know, make his dad a guest on the show, like a legacy guest, because he's related to David. And so then he tells us, and you can hear this on Douglas Movies if you want, he tells us that he named his son David. Oh, he named it. This is why the man, his father's name is Morty. Marty or Morty? Let's go with Marty. His father's name is Martin. And so he's Marty Sanborn. So he said that people are always asking him if he was related to David Sanborn. So he thought it'd be funny to name his son David, so that henceforth, when people ask that, he could say, yes, I am related to David Sanborn.
Oh, my God. What a weird reason to name your kid that. I think I did a Doug Loves Movies like on Zoom with that guy, David Sanborn.
Oh, yeah.
I think I remember being on there and being like, are you the David Sanborn? He's like, no. He probably gets that a lot, even though it's like kind of a niche reference.
Yeah. It's an old reference, but still it's out there enough. It's ingrained in enough people, I think. And I think David Sanborn is still, I think he's still active. I think he's alive.
Yeah.
You know, blowing tunes wherever. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, playing jazz clubs or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people like that, right?
Oh, yeah.
But that I really was going to name you, ask you. I'm going to rename you, Chad. No, I was going to ask you if you could think of, and Doug, of course, play along as well, other countries that also could be somebody's first name, because there's too many things, like, you know, like Bolivia or Chile. That's like, well, that's not, that can be a person's name. But what other countries sound like a person's name?
Oh, God, I don't know. That's a good question.
You know,
question.
I can't think of any other offhand.
No.
There's got to be something.
There's got to be. Yeah, you picked up right with Jordan, though. That was a solid one.
That's a first name, but I don't know any other countries that are a first name. Common first name, you know.
South Korea?
Yeah. There you go. I knew you'd think at least one more. But that's that's tough.
It is tough.
It's tough being Chad. Elaborate on when you were saying, like, you know, Chad has gotten worse. Well, like, how did you feel when a TV show showed up on TBS that's a comedy, called Chad, but it's a woman pretending to be a boy, but it's not, that's not the story. It's just, that's just an actress playing a role. She's like, you know, in the show, she's an actual boy.
I wasn't bothered by that. I thought it was kind of funny. I don't think that show is, I think that show got canceled right away though, didn't it?
Well, they did a season, got picked up for a second season, and then this has been part of that whole weird, thing that's going on now with all the networks and streamers, where, like, they're, like, just not showing us stuff just to get a tax break. So season two of Chad was filmed, and we're never going to see it. Supposedly.
That's so crazy. Yeah. Was that what happened with that Batgirl movie?
Yeah.
That got, like, totally axed too, right?
Yep. Same deal.
That's a tax thing?
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, it's a write-off. They're writing it off.
Wow, that's nuts. And they don't, like, the crew has no idea, and the cast has no clue this is what's going on when they're making the show.
No, because the show was done, and then it was, putting it on TBS or wherever was delayed because of, I think it was a TBS show, so maybe they, I don't know. I want to blame HBO Max for everything these days, but they're all just really doing whatever they can to protect the bottom line, because, and I won't go into a long thing about this, but the streaming isn't a viable, these companies can't get more rich off the streaming. All they can do is just bleed money because they're producing stuff, but, like, getting individuals to subscribe to these things and stuff, it's just like, it's not, the money that's coming in isn't, you know, mm-hmm. it's not going to make up for the budgets that these things have these days. So that's why this writer's strike is so sticky, is because the producers really want to, you know, they want to save that money. They don't want to give in to the writers and give them 3% more of their profits.
Jerk. Yeah. God damn. So Chad was just a tax break. Wow.
But also, let me ask you this, Chad.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you hear people and names where it just sounds like a shortened name, but it's the name. Your name is it's not like short for Chadwick or something.
No, people often ask me that. They'll be like, is it short for Chadwick? No, I used to lie. I'd say yes. I'd say, like, Chadwick von Opitz the Third or some shit.
I got a good one. You could say it's short for Chattanooga.
I like that. someone else had a good, they called me Chadillac, which I thought was cool.
Oh, that's good.
Or Chattington. That's a good one.
Or if you T-Bear. Put something on the internet, you can call it Chad Free Content. No, that doesn't make sense.
Or Chad.
You'd be in it. You'd be in it.
Oh, sure. Or Chad. Yeah. Chad GPT.
Chadvertiser friendly.
Oh, there we go. Nice.
I'll go all goddamn day with the goddamn Chad puns, and you just wait at the end of the show. I'm going to tell you an anagram of your own name.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
It's a gift I give to all of our guests for three episodes now. So Chad isn't short for anything. What about when people try to, everybody loves to add a Y to the end. Like, I don't think Doug sounds right when somebody goes Dougie, but people still do it. Does anyone go with Chatty?
People have said, I've heard Chatty before. I've heard because my last name starts with an O. I get Chatto a lot.
Oh yeah,
which sounds fine. Chatto.
That's kind of fun. A little too close to shadow, I guess.
Yeah. I agree.
Might confuse people. Mm-hmm. I mean, is Chad like, I found with Doug, it's hard to get people to understand the name that I'm saying in a loud environment, like a, you know, a bar or a nightclub or something, or at a concert. Is Chad right that that's a similar thing that people aren't getting what you're saying when you.
Happens constantly. people always think I'm saying Jack.
Right? It's always funny too that the one that they think you're saying is like so weirdly off in so many ways.
Well, it's sort of.
Is the only part that's that similar, right?
Yeah. When I'm like Chad or Jack, that's the most common one is Jack.
I also think people just walk around all the time wanting to meet people named Jack. That is such a cool name.
It is a very cool name, and I've gotten comparisons to Jack Black before. So maybe they're just hoping. I don't know.
You should just change your name. You know, for professional reasons. Your showbiz name should be Chad Black.
Chad Black. It is really cool. It sounds good.
Really confused the. Yeah. Chad it's Black. Got a good sound to it, and people get, you know, just assume things.
Yeah. Better than Opitz.
Let's. Okay. So famous Chads. I mean, first of all, how often have you got to get an earful about dangling Chads?
All the time. Man, that was a big thing when I was like in high school.
Oh. Mm-hmm. What a terrible time for that thing to have happened.
Exactly.
Because it's also just, there's just like kind of a,
hanging Chads.
Yeah, there's just kind of a sexual, like feels like a sex joke, like balls or something.
Yep. That would happen. That'd get thrown my way all the time.
Ugh. That is not cool. Mm-mm. I'm trying to think of famous Chad, you know, actors named Chad.
Yeah, literally the only one that pops to my mind is Chad Lowe, Rob Lowe's brother.
Right?
Yeah, that's Chad Lowe.
Yeah, that guy's had a bit of a run. Like, he's showed up in some interesting things. He was in a TV movie when I was young where he played mentally handicapped opposite another actress named Linda Pearl, I think.
Mm.
And it was like, you know, there was no Twitter or anything, but it was still talked about a lot because it was accurate, but still weird watching these abled people play disabled characters. Yeah. Always in the shadow of Rob Lowe, unfortunately.
Oh yeah. I mean, the only thing I remember him from was, there's some early 90s movie called Highway to Hell. It was actually pretty good. It was like a fun, like he goes to save his bride to be. Christy Swanson gets kidnapped by the devil,
right?
He has to go to hell and save her, and there's a part where Gilbert Gottfried shows up as Hitler in hell.
Whoa.
It's very funny. I think even Ben Stiller's, like very young Ben Stiller's, got a really tiny cameo in it.
I'm excited about this movie. Why don't you bring up movies like this when you come on Doug Loves Movies?
I mean, I'm chock full of this information. I should. But yeah,
what's it called again? Heaven is Hell?
Highway to Hell.
Highway to Hell. Did they use the AC/DC song?
No, they don't have that kind of budget for this flick.
They just took the name and ran. Just
took the name and ran. And like,
went to hell.
There's some good special effects, though. Some good like makeup effects. I think Steve Johnson, the guy that did the makeup effects in Ghostbusters, did them.
I gotta check this out because it all kind of seems like it could be real.
It's worth a watch.
Yeah, but I also wanted to say that it's kind of surprising how the continued success of Rob Lowe. I'm still not comfortable with his name because it just, to me, when you say it, I just feel like I'm saying raw. Blow.
I've never thought of that. What the hell? Wow. Yeah, you're right.
It just makes me think of, you know, how much I love cocaine.
Rob Lowe.
How I love really fresh, uncut.
Mm-hmm. Rob Lowe.
Cocaine. Raw blow.
Raw organic blow.
I was just laughing today about Scott Baio's name in Arrested Development being Bob blah blah.
Yeah. So good.
Like, they make fun of him every, he's being made fun of every time they talk about him on that show. So it's not hard to watch, you know, because it's fun to see him getting made fun of.
Yeah.
We got to take a commercial break to tell people about products and stuff that they need.
Yeah, like Bob Loblob's Loblog.
Oh, I wish. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
We're back. And don't forget to order your Rob Loblaw's logs now. Rob Loblaw's logs. Okay, back to famous Chads. I've got, oh, do yeah. you have any, Doug?
Chadwick Boseman, but that doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's where I can't. I was thinking to myself, where did I come up with Chadwick? Because it sounds so, it just sounds like a British,
yes,
you know, like the name of a animal in Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. Or now I'm thinking of Lampwig. There's somebody named Lampwig in
Lampwig
in Pinocchio, and so Pinocchio eventually just calls him Lampy because what the fuck, Lampwig?
That's a wild one.
Yeah. So Chadwick Boseman. Do you think the late great Chadwick Boseman had people just shortening his name to Chad, or do you think they had to respect the both syllables?
I never heard anyone do that before. I've never heard anyone just call him Chad Boseman.
I don't think I'd ever heard that. That would only be just being silly.
Yeah,
saying Chad Boseman, when you pretend to be, like people like to say Bobby De Niro, like he's a friend of theirs.
Yeah, yeah. It's weird. Like early on, like what was it? Lawrence Fishburne, I think, went by Larry Fishburne. So,
yeah.
But I never saw Chadwick Boseman listed as like Chad Boseman or anything like that. So I think it's just Chadwick.
Yeah. I mean, Chad Boseman, let's face it, that's not a great name, but Chadwick.
No. Mm-hmm.
Chadwick really, yeah, elevates the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So mine is, Doug, did you say you thought of one other than him?
No, I guess him. I can't. I didn't even know Chad Lowe.
Not a lot of people do.
Yeah. You got to think pretty far before you get to Chad Lowe. I believe a show in my youth, my very youth, because I was too young to even, I don't think I ever even watched it, called Medical Center.
Whoa.
The lead actor was a very popular actor of his day, Chad Everett.
Oh, yeah. I remember. I've heard of him. I don't think I've seen him in a lot of stuff, though.
Right. Yeah, there's no reason to. I don't think they show reruns of Medical Center anywhere.
Was he mainly a TV actor?
Yeah, like that was like one of those shows that, like, you know, he just became so associated with it. I don't know how much other things he got to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like Meredith Grey now, you know, during this run of that show, she was mostly just that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was Medical Center guy. I couldn't even tell you the name of his character on that show, which is funny because 70s TV characters, like, that's the trivia, you know, that you really remember.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they all had such stupid character names.
Medical Center sounds like a name of a show that's a fake show in a
totally
sitcom show.
Yeah, medical center. It's so vague.
Yeah, no, they figured out how to get around those kind of titles when they came up with something like Scrubs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Even like General Hospital is like very, General Hospital.
That one's amazing to me. Like that soap opera, you know, has been, had some ups and downs, but like at one point, again, in my youth, it was like one of the most massive things on TV, despite being a daytime TV show, because of this one particular romance that happened in it, and like the big ratings they got when those characters got married. Their wedding was a big deal. Luke and Laura. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just like this phenomena, but it's still crappy daytime soap opera television.
Yeah.
So it's like everybody was into it and laughing at it at the same time, but it was so, it was crazy how huge it was.
I wonder why that one particular relationship took off like that, though, because weren't shows like that pretty much centered around relationships and things like that? Like, why would that one be the one that's like everyone freaked out about?
Because I guess there was something about him that people thought was cool, but he was definitely like charming and, you know, had some charisma, but he had like, you know, he had like frizzy hair and his hairline was receding. Like, he wasn't like a standard issue handsome guy. And he, you know, and this, you know, I don't know how deeply people care about or want to hear about General Hospital, but his character initially rapes this woman that he eventually marries to.
What?
His character, when he's initially on the show, he rapes Laura, and then somehow, I do not know how they turn that around into making
what the fuck?
Not only her romantic interest, but like one of the most. Everybody could not be more excited about their union.
I did not know that. Maybe that's why, because initially it's like, they're never going to make it work.
Somehow these kids made it work. I don't know. I think that he was on the show long enough, his arc was long enough, that people started watching it well after that had happened, and the show stopped talking about it. You know, like, it's not in their wedding vows, you promise to not rape me.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't come up. That doesn't come up anymore. But yeah, the wedding of Luke and Laura, and you watch it and it looks, you know, it just looks like video footage from any wedding ever, because it was, you know, it was a soap opera that normally films on sets, and they went out and, you know, did a wedding episode, but, you know, where they had to do scenes outdoors. Wow. And but cheaply, you know, so it's just so cheesy. Yeah, but yeah, General Hospital, the reason we even got on this is just me just thinking how funny it is that it's, you know, that it had not only has such a generic name, but also that it's centered around a hospital. Like, every other hospital show on TV is all about the constant trauma of the, you know, victims of all these accidents wheeling in and people dying of cancer and stuff. And that they, that there's a soap opera that finds so much romance in the hospital. Like, nobody's walking around going, God, this place smells terrible.
Yeah. 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 No, that is wild. That is wild that they have multiple. Isn't that's kind of like what Grey's Anatomy was like too, right? Where there's like all these workplace romances, but it's in a damn hospital. It's like the least sexy place of all time.
And that show has real, like, somebody coming in with their spleen hanging out. They need to be helped. Like, it's got real, like, emergency trauma, like, sequences.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I used to be addicted to ER on Thursday nights. And I have no interest in medical shows, because it's just like, I don't know why I like that one so much. It's just the last place I want to hang out in is a hospital.
Yeah.
For any reason.
Yeah. You don't go into a hospital and be like, God, I'm horny.
It's not fun. It's not fun. It's not sexy.
No.
It's just terrible. Okay. So, Chad, we got your first name out of the way. Let's talk middle name. What's your middle name, sir?
Justin.
Well,
yeah, there's some famous Justins out there.
What an interesting choice there.
It's just another standard, like, white kid name, I think. Just like, 80s white kid name. That's what I, how I got it. That's what I figured. So I think they're both kind of boring names.
Justin Opitz.
Yeah. See Joe.
Yeah, you're I was hoping your middle name would begin with the letter E because then your initials would be CEO.
That'd be pretty cool. Fun. Chad Ernest Opitz.
Wouldn't that be funny to go in to the to a court and you know, go through all the legal documents and payments and stuff and to legally change just your middle name?
Yeah. I want to become CEO. This is important to me.
Yeah, they ask you, why do you want to change your middle name to Ernest? Well, because then I'll be CEO.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, CEO of what? Of my own name.
Of my own name. My own
of
moniker.
My own business. Mm-hmm. The business that is being Chad Opitz.
Yeah.
This, so, okay, we don't need to discuss Justin anymore because you're right. There's too many Justins to even mention. And how often does it come up, your middle name? How often, in what
hardly ever
do you use it?
Pretty much never.
Right?
Yeah, it's very, very, I didn't even think you'd bring it up now.
There's when people see your ID because they're carding you.
Yeah.
Well, they'll see it, but they don't necessarily dwell on it. Mm-hmm. And then there's this show. Those are the only circumstances where your middle name comes out.
It's like hardly ever.
Do like if you're on a date or something, is that ever a dating conversation these days?
Maybe.
I don't think I would bring that up, but
if the first date isn't going well and you're just grasping at straws.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also like if the name Justin comes up, do you ever say out loud, hey, my middle name is Justin? Like if
I don't even really think about it.
Wow.
It's very rare.
My middle name.
My dad doesn't even have a middle name. I think that's kind of odd. He's just Ricky Opitz.
We've had that on the show.
Yeah, no middle name.
For a no middle name person. Yeah, because again, unless you've got something you really need your kid, like if you've got some relative you need to give props to in the name of your kid. Or some name that like maybe one of you is in love with and the other one's let's just go ahead and make it the middle name then, mm-hmm. you know, but middle names, I don't get it. I mean, I sort of get it now just because of the population continuing to grow at a ridiculous rate. So it does give more, if you use all three names, it gives you more individuality. Mm-hmm. I mean, in your case though, how many Chad Opitzes could there even be?
Would you think there's another Chad Opitz somewhere? Because somebody sent me a link to an article. Like they went looking for me, look for something online, and they were like, dude, there's a cop in Beaverton, Oregon, who's named, he's Detective Chad Opitz. And he busts what's his thing? Like, you know, like to catch a predator. He catches like pedophiles and stuff.
Whoa.
And he's got, there's like, so if you look up Chad Opitz, Detective Chad Opitz, you'll see articles about this, like, specialized, like, you know, child predator cop.
All right, once the strike is over, you got to go into the studios and pitch a show where the two of you swap lives.
Yeah, dude, if he ever needs, if they make an action show, I could be his somersault double.
No, but I would really love to see you doing his job and him doing yours.
You know? That would be probably bad for some children because they're like, "Why you are not helping me well, sir?"
Oh yeah, that's a good point. But
like, you need to do your job better. Why are you like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay, how about just a show where you teach another Chad Opitz how to be a comedian just to try to make yourself obsolete.
Yes, let's do it. Got to teach him the somersaults and the car wheels.
All the tricks.
Imagine
all the secrets.
Imagine getting busted by a guy that somersaults up to you. You know,
exactly. Yeah,
that would really be
extra shame attached.
That'd be so good. A surprise somersault is always there's something delightful about it.
Really, I agree. Yeah, that's why I keep doing it. People going, what?
Well, I'm sorry we can't, get one out of you today. But Another thing I was thinking about opiates, for the listeners who didn't read, who's on, you know, haven't seen in writing the name opiates, it's O-P-I-T-Z. Mm-hmm. Z is that's a fun letter to have in your name just because it's such a kind of a crazily uncommon letter in general. And then, so do you get a lot of issues with misspellings, like people putting an S on there instead of a Z?
You know what? That's not the most, that's pretty infrequent. The thing that happens with my name, because it's O-P-I-T-Z, and all the time people will flip the T and the I around. So it's like Optiz or something like that. Or, I don't know what they're thinking, but I think that like maybe because of the word optics or something like that. I'm not sure why, but they always flip that around.
Kind of gives it kind of a Hispanic feel.
Optics. Yeah, and I've also Optics. I've had it misspelled Ortiz several times.
Yeah, that's just late. That's just somebody just aren't the P and the R right next to each other?
Probably.
Yeah. But then, I don't get. But then the T has to go before the I. It's a real mess up.
Yeah.
When they go Ortiz. Yeah, but
it's an opitzel collusion. Wait, I'm trying to say optical collusion. Optical illusion with your name. Opitzel?
Opitzel illusion.
That's so hard.
It was fun. You know, I made an anagram of your name, Chad Opitz, and it was fun because of the challenge of being able to accomplish it with the letter Z involved.
Uh-huh.
I managed to do it, but it was tricky. I learned in the process that the letter Z is only in 3% of the words in the English language.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
You do now.
Woo.
Chad Opitz with a Z.
I know
you should do like a special, like instead of Liza with a Z, you know, Opitz with a Z. Yeah. Sounds classy. But here's the anagram I came up with for Chad Opitz. Poach dits.
Poached zits?
Dits.
Oh, D-I-T-Z?
The Z is at the end, just like.
Oh, yeah. Okay, poached dits.
Yeah, dits is the only word with Z in it that I could also manage to use the rest of the letters to create another word. It's really it was the trickiest one I've done, and I've done three of them.
Dude, dits is a great word too. You don't hear that enough. What a dits.
Yeah, and it kind of sounds like dis, like or like this. So it's like poach dits.
Poach dits.
Yeah,
I like that.
Steal. It's like somebody kidnapped a silly person. Poach dits.
Poach dits.
This is like a telegram so far, Doug. This is good.
I'm that'll be the challenge. Is there somebody might come along with a name that can't be the letters can't be rearranged without having to lose or add a letter.
Poach is an interesting word because it's like poach. You it's like only either associated with like a horrible crime or eggs.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. You're either poaching something living that you probably shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
Or eggs.
Yeah, I don't know why that. It's either something very bad or delicious.
Speaking of eggs, rest in peace. Shout out to the great actor Treat Williams, who was a victim of a motorcycle accident a couple days ago. You may remember in the movie 1941.
Oh yeah,
he played a character who hated eggs. Like that was like his main personality trait is he hated eggs. And, of course, by the end of the movie, he gets thrown into just a whole truck full of eggs face first. And then an overweight lady falls on top of him and starts kissing his face and he looks miserable. What's your favorite Treat Williams movie, Doug?
You know, I am not familiar enough with him.
What about TV? Did you ever watch Everwood?
No.
He's on there. he did lots of guest roles on lots of things, you know, like I was kind of surprised by all of his credits. I just know him from, you know, he was in two or three movies that I was super into when I was younger, including the musical Hair. He plays the main, the lead hairy dude in that. Mm-hmm. So, Chad, here's the most important question that we ask all of our guests.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about the Dougs in your life. The Dougs.
Oh, the Dougs in my life. Wow. There's not a ton of Dougs. I've known a few. You're definitely the most significant Dougs in my life.
Most of our guests, we're also their prominent Dougs.
Yeah, I've known a Doug. There was a couple Dougs I knew in high school.
How were they? What were they like?
One of them was a pretty popular kid. The other one was kind of a dork. I was a dork and a cool dude.
I like a cool Doug. I don't mind a cool Doug, I gotta say.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other Dougs that I've known. It's a pretty uncommon name though, isn't it? I don't really think I know many Dougs.
It feels like it's becoming less common, so you're probably of an age where your peers, it's less popular. You know, so you're not, you know what I mean? You're not meeting and interacting with a lot of Dougs, but I feel like there's, you know, a handful of Dougs that have found their way to stand-up comedy. Mm-hmm. And my theory behind that, and it also applies to, I dare say, people named Chad, is you have to find a way to be interesting.
Yeah.
When you have, you know, a name like that, or not, or just be a boring person.
Last weekend, it was my parents' like 50th anniversary, and we like went and hung out with some of their friends and stuff. And I am named after two Dougs that were like friends with my dad, and I was hanging out with one of them, and we get to talking. He is like the second Doug. His dad was also a Doug, and I was like blown away. Like I don't think I would pass Doug down if I had it.
Did he seem cool?
Oh, he was great. He was so fun. Yeah, we had a great time.
I think most Dougs are kind of positive, you know, but I just, you know, or people have a positive feeling about him, but I think they're not, because of the name, maybe not as memorable, or it's harder to be memorable. But yeah, that's, you're not alone, Chad, in not knowing a lot of Dougs.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a challenge. That we put all of our guests through
to tracking down a Doug. And like, I think most people would just say that the television show Doug is their most prominent Doug.
Yeah,
it really does come up all the time in this circumstance. Like for me personally, it doesn't come up that often. Cause again, you know, I'm hanging out with people that are 70 years old. So, you know, not big Doug fans. Like I miss the whole Doug window so much. So, that there was references people were making to it, to my face, that I wasn't even getting, you know, cause like what his last name on the show is funny. Mm-hmm. F-U-N-N-I-E. And, this little girl kept saying Doug funny when I make jokes. And I really was really just taking it as, oh, that's a cute way to say that what I'm saying is funny.
Doug funny.
Exactly. Yeah, like,
this lady's stupid as hell.
Yeah, then later, you know, later her big sister, because she was part of a big sister program a friend of mine was doing, her big sister was like, yeah, she's a big fan of the cartoon Doug. So like, oh, okay. Who is nothing like, the cartoon Doug's nothing like me or Doug Mellard at all, I don't think.
No, very different shaped heads.
Yeah, boy, I wish I had his body though.
Yeah, dude.
That guy's body. Really. I don't know what his diet is, but it feels like he doesn't eat. He's pretty svelte, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Skinny dude. You've passed our test.
Oh wow.
With flying colors.
Oh.
Now is the part where you promote yourself.
Oh my God. Okay.
You want. Do you want to be VP? Do you want to be?
Oh, nice. Oh, CEO.
Do you want to be CEO?
Yeah, I'll be CEO. I'll become Chad Ernest.
You're the CJO of the company.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to be, dude?
I am featuring at Rooster Teeth Feathers in Sunnyvale on the 20, I want to say the 28th through the 1st, June 28th through the through July 1st, for headliner Nick Guerra. So yeah, that's my upcoming comedy dates.
Yeah, that that information sounds accurate. you know, that's a fun weekend at comedy clubs because, you know, you don't have to perform for any of the real outdoorsy people because so many people go camping and shit over 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
You get the real indoor people at those.
Hell yeah. That's my big, nice. My big draw, the indoor kids.
Those are your folks. Doug Mellard, what do you got to promote?
Speaking of 4th of July, I will be at Cap City Comedy Club the 5th of July on a show. And I'm hoping you guys come out because that feels like an odd date to have a comedy show. So please get on out to Austin, Texas, Cap City Comic Club, July 5th, and find me on Instagram. I'll probably have some stuff before then. At yeah. Doug, what about you, dude?
You just gotta get the you know the endless summer people. You gotta get the people that like you know because also 4th of July being on a Tuesday. People are basically going to get like a 5-day weekend, yeah. Go back to work on Wednesday, and then come see your show that night.
Yeah,
that's what's going to happen. I predict if you just get out there and promote it, as come to the show, you probably shouldn't be coming to because you just had a big weekend.
Yeah,
I think that'll be a really good selling point. Or this is it. This is how you promote it. Go on your social media and say, if you don't come to my show on Wednesday night, you're a pussy. Happy 4th of July, you weak person. All right. DougLovesMovies.com is where all my dates and deets are at. And we always come up with a fun pun. Well, they're not always fun, but, you know, a sort of a pun or a play on words for the title of the episode. So thank you once again to Chad Opitz.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
Thank you for having me.
Chad.
As always, Doug and Roll.